Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
My name is Jack Christensen. I'm the vocalist for Cranium, a multinational slamming brutal death metal band now from five different countries. So yeah, here we are.
Beautiful, mate. Hey,
about to start that Australian tour, man.
Awesome. Yeah, same here, like Cranium will be making your first visit to play in Australia later this year for a run of shows, starting on September 22nd in Brisbane before going through Newcastle, Sydney, Canberra, Adelaide, and finishing in Melbourne on September the 30th. So what are you most looking forward to on your first trip here?
Well, to be honest, everything. Yeah. I mean, first of all, touring has been very shoddy over the last couple of years, obviously, because of COVID. So we haven't really been able to do anything more long-term when it comes to tours. We've done like a few weekend shows here and there, you know, stuff like that. But we haven't really done like an actual big tour since we did US back in 2019. So, wow. So we're just hella excited to just hang out together, come see you guys, like explore the country, like literally everything. I know for most of us, if not all of us, it's not going to be our first time in Australia, like for any reason. So,
wow.
Just hype, man.
So, what sorts of things do you do? Like, when you're playing in another country for the first time, do you sort of do any research on the place, like what to expect and stuff like that? Or do you just come over green and see how it goes?
We haven't really done any, like, specific research so far. I mean, I know there's, obviously for me, I'm a big food guy in general, so I just want to eat whatever the fuck I come across, you know? And I know you guys over there, like, you have some very interesting things that you might not get here, you know, a lot of the gators and all that stuff as well. There's stuff like that that actually get eaten as well. So, I mean, I'm just excited for that, honestly.
Very good. So what sorts of things can Australian fans expect from your shows?
A lot of energy, that's for sure. Yeah. We do strive to engage with the crowd as much as possible, like get people, like basically getting them into being a part of the show. You know, like we know that people come out to it, they expect the show. So obviously we're going to give them a show. Like if they wanted to just listen to the CD, they could have stayed at home and put it on the stereo, you know, so they want to see something more, and we will definitely give them something more. That's for sure.
So can we elaborate on that a bit more, mate? Because your live shows are said to be insane. So can you run us through a typical Cranium show?
So, yeah, well, first of all, the riffs in general, they speak for themselves. They usually like the music is what gets people going, but it also gets us going because like the energy, we feed off of the energy that people gives us and vice versa. And we know that we need to put in some work to make people move. So we got a lot of different things that we do. We have one thing that we've been doing for a number of years now is that we have these blow up hammers. And we blow these hammers up like the, and then throw them into the crowd. And honestly, if you give any person like a hammer that you were actually allowed to hit someone else in the head with, everybody's 12 years old again. And it's just one big fight. You know, and everybody does it. So that's one of the things we've done just to like spice up the live shows just a bit. And man, it's worked wonders so far. And we don't plan on stopping that for sure.
So are they normal size hammers or are they big ones?
Oh, well, it depends on what we can get our hands on. Like we have like one delivery company that gives, like we have a certain type of hammers that we get from them. That's like usually one handed, but we also get some bigger ones here and there. It depends on what they got in stock. So
it's a surprise. You're doing something like 7 shows in 9 days, mate. Like it doesn't really leave you much time for rest and relaxation.
No, it doesn't. But then again, we love doing the shows, so it's not really, really work, if you put it that way, you know, like we love doing what we do anyway. But this time we're gonna fly into the country a couple of days before. I think we will land on the 16th. So we'll have a couple of days before the show they start. Also just to acclimate, you know, because it's gonna be scorching hot compared to the northern part of Europe, obviously. So
hey, you're gonna be in for a bit of a culture shock there, I think.
For sure.
And the tour has been dubbed the Super Slam Brothers Tour, mate. What's the story behind that?
Man, I wish I knew. Like we got hold of the poster and we saw it was called Super Slam Bros, and with the whole theme of the poster being the whole Nintendo vibe going, it just, I mean, come on, man, that's just a fucking fun title. It really is. And yeah, we just went with it. Fucking cool.
Right, so it's nothing to do with you guys.
No, it wasn't something that we came up with.
You're bringing New Zealand band, geez, I can't even say this, Orgonectomy and Melbourne band.
Yeah, Orgonectomy.
Orgonectomy, yeah. The Melbourne band Inhibitor for the runner shows, mate. So do you know much about them?
So I've listened a bit to Orgonectomy, not the newest album, but the album that came before it, because I think they got that one released on Unique Leader Records. Yeah, that's a fucking banger. Like the guys, they really know what they're doing. They're like some pretty fucking good musical parts as well. So I'm just stoked. I can't wait to see these guys live. Like both them and Inhibitor. Like I've never seen any of them live. So to us, it's just gonna be like a fun run with homies. Hopefully, we'll see.
Are you sure? And what about after this tour, mate? What has he got planned for the rest of 2022?
So right now, these days, we are working on finishing up material for a new album. So that's our main focus point for 2022. Like, I think we might have a couple of weekend shows throughout Europe. And I think that's going to be it for this year. Mainly the focus is now on this tour and then finishing up a new album so that we can keep bringing new music to you guys as well, you know.
Beautiful. All right, mate. Well, I'm sure there'll be a couple of people over here that haven't heard of you guys. So what would you say to them to make them come to your show if they're new to Cranium?
I mean, honestly, like if you're into metal in general, like coming out to a show like this it's definitely going to be an attack on your senses, because it is heavy. It is very, very heavy. You have all the guttural growls and everything. You have low tuned guitars, and like the crowds that usually come out to these shows are some of the best crowds ever. Like they're happy people that are just there for a good time. And if you're new to it, I am 100% sure that you will be taken care of by the people there already. They will show you a good time, and so will we.
Fantastic, Jack. Well, thanks very much for your time tonight, mate. Cranium get to Australia in September. So we look forward to welcoming you over here, bro.
Gonna be amazing, man. Can't wait.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.